We're going to have to tear Jay Sokol from the city of College Station away from his jumble. You don't even have the jumble today, do you?
No, I don't know where the paper is.
Oh, I took it out there.
Oh, okay.
Because I knew if I left it in here, you probably would be sidetracked and just be working the jumble.
I absolutely would.
So what's going on in the Two-Name City?
Well, you know, we've got a lot of stuff going on in the Two-Name City. We did end up leaving our council meeting much earlier than usual last night, which was tremendous.
Reason for celebration of itself.
We were pretty happy about that. So anyway, but the main attraction here is Ann Boykin with our heritage programs, and I think there's a statue dedication coming up.
There's just before we go.
Yeah, yeah.
To speed the meeting up, if you might have the inducement of an all-you-could-eat ice cream bar afterwards.
All right.
Ooh, they could start setting it up, you know, say around 9.
Yeah, suggest that, you know.
And every 10 minutes, just, you know, you just remind them, keep in mind, ice cream melts.
we'll work on that. All right, excuse me.
Ann, yes.
Boy, right here. Hi, Ann. How are you this morning?
I'm playing second fiddle to an ice cream.
Oh, we do. We have a dedication coming up, huh?
We do. The Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial is dedicating the Texian statue on the Lynn Stewart Pathway October 2nd. It's a Saturday at 10 o'clock in the morning. Lots of festivities are planned for that dedication. We will have a replica of a little cannon that we're going to fire off. We have some Texian reenactors who are going to be out there and with demonstrations of the long guns and some of the handguns that were used at that time period. And we have an 1836 coin from Texas that it was dropped down into the base of the statue when we set that statue this week. And a lot of good history is marked out there with the 22 panels we have along the path, each one commemorating a different war that the U.S. has been involved in. There were 17 official wars. The 18th is the War for Texas Independence. And each of the places along the path has a 2-foot by 3-foot interpretive panel that tells the story of the war with graphics and photographs. And there's a granite marker and a bench. And these are all coming from community donations. And it's really a very neat addition to the park. It's, from what I can find, it's one of a kind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Heritage Programs is a neat deal. You got a website that folks can go to
and
see stuff?
We do. It's the Project Hold website, and it's hold.cstx.gov.
Okay, and again, the dedication will be?
October 2nd, Saturday at 10 o'clock at Lynn Stewart Pathway, which is just adjacent to the Veterans Memorial.
Got it. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Anything else from you today?
Just a quick reminder that TxDOT will be opening up the Barron Road Underpass Monday mid-morning about 10 o'clock.
Okay.
So there'll be a little dedication ceremony. At 9, it should be opened up at 10 o'clock, so that should be a pretty good deal for folks down in that area.
They've been waiting a while for that, that's for sure. All right, thanks a lot. Jay Sokol here from the City of College Station. Visit with them on Fridays. It's